Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Authentic Your Media, presenting you with worldwide radio, TV, webinars, and live events. And today, inspired wellness living with holistic nutritionist and health and wellness enthusiast, Tanya Fines. Tanya will discuss topics and issues that in her 23 years of experience seem to linger at the root of why so many of us struggle with weight and living lives that are healthier, more balanced, and truly happy. If you are ready to get off that roller coaster of quick fixes and start the journey to a more inspired wellness living, stay tuned. Now, on with the show.
Well, hello, everybody. How are you? My name is Jeffrey Miller. I am the producer of Authentic You Media, Authentic You Radio. And I am here proudly today to introduce you to a very lovely lady who is also a friend of mine. And I am actually broadcasting to you from the great state of Maine up in USA, where it's approximately 4 p.m. in the afternoon. And I know most of you down under are in the morning. And I wish you a very good day and a great morning to you. We are very, very privileged to have with us Tanya Fines. And Tanya is going to be offering you some fantastic shows. I've got to tell you, I've followed Tanya for a while on her program and what she does as a holistic wellness coach. And there are some phenomenal, phenomenal success stories. Tanya is a health, fitness, life coach and international keynote speaker with a powerful message to share. She is the woman behind Health for Life, LTD, and is helping to make a difference in the lives of women and people everywhere. Company overview is Health for Life is a holistic wellness company that integrates physical fitness, nutrition, education, and behavioral influences to empower clients to achieve their personal healthy living goals, working with others in their pursuit of achieving optimum health, wellness, balance, and joy are at the core of what Health for Life LTD offers and why the programs work. It is Tanya's sincere belief that, quote, we all have unlimited potential and greatness inside us, but many of us have forgotten that we, in fact, have wings, so we oftentimes fail to see how high we can soar, unquote. I love that quote. Tanya, welcome to your debut show, and good day to you.
Well, hello, Jeffrey. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, and good afternoon to you.
Well, thank you very much for the good afternoon yesterday. You're talking back to the future now, as we say.
How cool is that?
It's an amazing thing when you think of the time zone changes. And here I am in my latter afternoon on a Tuesday, and you're in your Wednesday morning at 8 a.m.
I'll give you a heads up that your tomorrow's looking fantastic, and it's anything like things here in New Zealand. So.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because there was a lot of people yesterday that I think wish they had jumped ahead with the grand sextile that happened with the alignments of the planets in astrology. It was the buzzword yesterday, what was going on, the six stars of David in the sky and everything else. But it's amazing how it has affected people, and those that aren't aware of it would probably go, oh, is that why I felt that way yesterday? And how fantastic that you're starting your new show right now, because this is a great time in this universe for a new show, a great vision that you have, something that you have worked on for quite a while. And your programs are fantastic. As I said, I've watched it and gone through them, and, you know, wow. We first met, it's been a while now, Tanya, and as coaches, you know, myself as an interventionist, a hypnotherapist, and an NLP practitioner, and you in coaching as you do, and we kind of joined together in a previous group of phenomenal coaches worldwide. We all joined together in collaborative to talk and discuss and help one another and also help those that we work with together. So how fantastic is that? So when you start a new radio show, it's quite interesting. You know, you develop an audience and people want to follow you. And I'm sure that a great number of people actually listening as we speak right now, which is fantastic. And that said, they even though they might know you, people don't. And you're in an international audience. You are worldwide with this broadcast. So tell us a little bit about who is the lady behind Health for Life. Who is Tanya?
Who is Tanya? Well, Tanya's just a girl like any other girl. First and foremost, I'm a mom. I have three amazing children. So that's my number one title, I suppose. And basically, I am a holistic wellness coach. I work primarily with women because largely as, you know, up to the present, most of my clients have been women. And what I do is I help them change their lives. I help them go through this transformation of achieving a greater state of health and wellness that allows them to have sustainable results. And to see that change happen and to see them understand and acknowledge that they have the power and the ability to manage their lives in such a way that they can live feeling the way they want to live. Sorry, that's my clock in the background going off. is a very, very rewarding thing. So I'm quite simply a mom who's very happily flawed, who's doing her best to help other people achieve their balance and happiness in their life.
That's awesome. And so people can say, you know what, I can relate to this lady. I've been there, done that. I'm a mom, I have kids, you know, I understand the importance. I'd like to do more with my health, more with my nutrition. And wow, a personal trainer in a sense and different levels that you offer would be fantastic. You know, it's interesting. You don't really label yourself specifically as a nutritionist, however, even though I know it's very important in your programs because you and I have talked about that. The value of nutrition in our health is just amazing in our overall well-being of how our bodies react to that we eat. But specifically, you're not just as a nutritionist, but you are more of a nutritionist than a personal trainer, but you don't label yourself specifically as that. Why is that?
Well, first of all, it was really, really hard when people always ask the question, what do you do? What are you? They wanted a one-word answer, and I found it very difficult without going on and, you know, really losing their interest. Because it's such a holistic picture when you step back and look at it. I do have 23 years experience as a nutritionist, a personal trainer. I'm also an athlete, and I do work with elite athletes. That's a whole other branch of the business. But in working with people every day, it was really I found it very challenging to come up with a one-word answer because I don't believe in simple Band-Aid one-word solutions. And so to convey that succinctly was really difficult. So I've just been spending a lot of time working on my elevator pitch because what I do is I work with the whole package. What I often find, one of my pet peeves in the industry is that health, wellness, fitness, weight loss, weight management, dis-ease, all of these things seem to be largely treated or looked at as from the neck down. And so what I do is I was like, well, this is a problem. If your car stops working and you just go look at the tires, well, the tires might not be the issue. You need to look at things, step back and go, what's going on? What's wrong? So I brought the brain, the psychology, the thought patterns, the behaviors, that cognitive part back into the whole picture to make it a very holistic program or treatment, if you will, to actually give people success so they can actually get those results and sustain them as long as they choose to.
Aha, get it. It's amazing. We as people, I know in the U.S. especially, you know, diets and nutrition and training is not on the lips of everybody. But it is, and I use the word but as an and, not as an if. It is so important. And your programs get right into it. So, you know, that said, you know, then what do you say is your point of difference in comparison to PTs, nutritionists, dietitians, coaches, et cetera? Where do you draw the line there? How does that work?
I would say my point of difference is how and the way I use thought patterns, behaviors, basically how I bring the cognitive element back into the whole program because it really is the anchor and it is sort of that issue on which I can look at what's the potential success in this client. Because typically by the time somebody walks into my office or contacts you via Skype or email and is looking for help, they've already tried everything else and it hasn't worked, or it has worked. I should let me take that back. It has worked and then it has failed because all diets will work. You will lose weight. You can join the boot camps and do the challenges and you will lose the weight and you will shed the pounds and you'll feel great for a certain amount of time. The problem I have with that is that how do you apply that to your life? Because, again, my clients are, a lot of them are working moms. They're career-driven. They have families. They're doing volunteer work. They're the cook, the launderer, the chauffeur, the counselor. They're all of these things. So realistically, this is about creating a holistic living plan. And the only way to do that with any success is to get to the bottom of how and why did you get to where you are. And if we address that, and if you can acknowledge that, then we can actually start doing some really great work to get you where you want to be, get you feeling how you want to feel, and allowing you the potential to keep that for the rest of your day.
That's fantastic, and that's that stick-to-itiveness that we all have to have. And so many people start out and they think, oh, well, I'll do this, and I feel good for a little while, and then they fall off the wagon, so to speak, and then they don't continue. You've got to almost have a mindset that, you know, this is my health, this is who I am now. And some people, of course, will have varying degrees that they want to go with that. Some people really want that, you know, that six-pack look, like men say. And it's totally true with women as well. You can have that total physique if you have something in between. But, you know, getting it matched up to what they want and how they want to feel, I guess that's what's most important, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, when you stand looking, I often ask clients, you know, when you're standing there looking in the mirror, how do you feel about the person looking back? And what is it that you're saying in your mind to that individual? And a lot of times it's not very nice talk. I mean, as mean as other or as cruel as other people can be to us, nobody is as wonderful as being awful to us as ourselves, because what we're saying in our own heads to ourselves is always much, much harder than what we may be hearing on the outside. So that has to be addressed, because that came from somewhere. And that is likely what keeps someone from falling off the wagon and telling themselves, why bother? I can't do this. I'll never be thin. I'm this, I'm that, I'm the other thing. There's a whole lot of stories we tell ourselves to hold us back. And I don't care what any other professional will say. I'm probably sticking my neck out and saying that. But if we can't acknowledge and find what those roots are, I don't know who on this earth can actually guarantee you any kind of success of what you want to, you know, where you want to go with it.
Yeah, I can hear what you're saying. I mean, that's very, very true. You know, it's interesting how people do what they do in life, and some people are not happy. Let's be serious. They get up and they get up every morning, and it's the same old, you know, the alarm goes off, they pull themselves out of bed, drag a comb across the head like the Beatles song, right? You know, and off they go to the office or the job. And they don't find any success or fulfillment. It's like, well, this is what I have to do to survive. You did something different with that. I relate to that because I have too. I mean, I did it. I always have done pretty much what I wanted to do for a business as far as being an entrepreneur, which I've been for over 30 years. However, that said, it wasn't particularly in the line of work nor the business that I really loved. It's what I learned. And I learned it from my father, who learned it from his father, and I worked with both of them at a very early age. So it was kind of destined that I would be that contractor, you know, that carpenter, so to speak. And I just went on that thought, this is what I learned. And it's these learned experiences in life that are amazing. From our earliest beginnings, when we're in awe as children, we learn things, and it creates layers and layers and layers in our subconscious. So when it came time of what are you going to do, starting young as a family, et cetera, I kind of followed suit. But I never was truly happy. I made great money. Yeah. I was very successful. And then 3.5 years ago, I went back to school in human needs psychology and found, this is what I love to do. You've got that as well. You get there, though.
Yay.
How did you get there from where you were?
Yeah, well, I was a good girl, did what I was told. You know, you go to school, and then from school you go on to university, and you know, you get a good job because you have to make money. And so that was my my growing up, and that was the belief that was taught to me that I hung on to and ignored callings or those things that I, you know, thought I would like to do. I did end up, I started, I was a high school teacher, so I taught physical education, biology, and algebra, but I was always, I mean, fitness, nutrition, and just living, how people lived, was always what fascinated me. It was something I was interested in, and it was something I was interested in helping people with. And I always seemed to be that girl that people came to talk to, which was kind of cool. And same thing. I got to a point where I got up one morning. I was, and now at this point, 10 years and three kids later, I was running an organic health food store in a beautiful northern British Columbia town called Fort St. John, B.C. And I woke up and I looked in the mirror and I thought, who are you? Because this isn't who you are. You're getting up and going through the motions and ticking off the boxes for the criteria of every position, mother, cook, chauffeur, all of those things. But who are you and what do you love to do? And it was a very good friend of mine that came in the shop that day. And I always spent a lot of time with customers when they came in. And a lot of it was on helping them develop an eating plan because they'd either had diabetes or they were recovering from cancer. There was some issue going on in their lives and they wanted to clean things up and get healthier. And my girlfriend one day was there and we were having coffee. And then she said, why aren't you doing this? This is what you're good at. And people actually listen to you. So why are you selling the products? Why aren't you just doing what you're doing and spending time with people and helping them build that lifestyle? And I thought, yeah, why aren't I? And I stopped being scared and I jumped off the cliff and I did it because I was the girl that also struggled with weight and low self-esteem. These were all my belief systems and BS, as I call it, that I told myself for, 30 years that I wasn't good enough, I couldn't do it. I was just always going to have weight issues because my mother had weight issues and because I just, I told myself all this stuff. So I had I was coming from a place where I could relate to other people.
Amazing. How true. And, that who am I? That's exactly what I went through, too. To wake up one morning and just start scratching your head and say, there's pieces of my puzzle missing and I don't know where they are. And it reminds me of the movie Peter Pan when the guy's walking around saying, I think I've lost my marbles. And, he just didn't know where his marbles were because he didn't really know who he was. And it's an amazing thing when that happens. So I love that, though, when life stories turn into really what it's supposed to be. It's to find out who are you, what are you doing with your life, and I work so much with that in strategic intervention with clients myself, and people are lost. They're not sure because of this conditioning who they really are and what is their actual mission and what are they supposed to be doing, and we're so geared to that corporate grind. You got to do this and you got to do that, and we've all got to get out there and earn money, but wow, isn't it amazing that you were able to pull that through, and congratulations, by the way. How fantastic is that? So brings me to another question, basically, and what do you love most about what you do? Actually, I mean, here you are doing your dream now. What really gets you, though? What really sets it up for you?
Well, I love that I'm doing what – there's nothing else on this other than being an athlete myself and a mom. There's nothing else on this earth that I want to do other than what I'm doing. I love the people. I love my clients. Every single one of them that comes to me for help teaches me something about myself. I'm a work in progress, always will be, thankfully. But the best thing about it is the connection with the people and all of a sudden seeing that transformation, that change happen in them where they go, oh, my gosh, this is who I am, and I can do this. I can do this. I don't need to be on a diet. I don't need to be on a program. I don't need to do this. I don't need to become my mother or my father or my aunt. I'm me. And helping them along the way just in discovering, what do you like? Just with the questions and the process that goes from the programming, finding out more about them, that connection, and helping them to discover themselves. Because it's not really that it's a transformation or change. It's just a bringing them back to who they always were and who they are. And when they get that, it's really, really profound to see.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is really. And, I've been on your website quite a bit because I love how that's been set up. And I'm, we're working on a rebuild of the website for our corporate image as well, Authentic You Media. Mm-hmm. And yours is a great one. It's been really good. And I'm very impressed with it. And I read what is the single greatest thing about my job? I get to spend my day investing in people. How great is that?
It's a lot of fun.
It sure is. Which brings me to people, I'm sure, and I know just from this call alone, once they go, they get your information, where to find you online, et cetera, which we're going to talk about here in the next few minutes. But one of the things, how can people do this? How do they really want, if I wanted to work with you now, how, and I'm a person out there listening to the show, how can I do this, okay?
Okay, I'm really, really easy to find, okay? So there's a couple ways. One is obviously the website, www.tanyafines.com, and there's a contact link, so you can fill that in, and it'll send me an email. Always check your spam. There are two, I'm trying to remember their names. There are some people that have contacted me that way. I've never had an issue except with two people, and it had to do with the type of mail system they were using. So I always return, because I'm never anywhere without my phone, my computer, or my iPad. So if you just give me 48 hours, I will reply. But if you haven't heard back, please check your spam. So there's the website. There's also my Facebook page, facebook.com/findshealth. You can message me there. You can follow me on Twitter at findshealth. I'm everywhere. Really, I'm everywhere, but all of my contact information is on the website, and it is on that Facebook page. So if you connect with either of those platforms, you're sure to hear back from me, definitely.
Well, we've still got a few minutes of show left. We've got about 8 minutes, so I'd like to talk a little bit more about, you know, specifically, I love the fact that you've, you know, as far as nutrition goes, we'll spend a minute or two on that. You know, you've actually got a meal plan. Talk to people about that. Explain to them what that is.
There's a couple options. I wanted to make it really simple for people, and I wanted to make it as unintimidating if I as much as I could, and I'll explain that, because I have tremendous respect for anybody that walks in my door and says, I need help, because that takes a lot of courage. It's very easy to sit back and look at someone else and say, well, you need to do this, you need to do that. I mean, it's easy to sit in my chair and look at somebody and go, okay, I can see where we can start doing some work. It's very, very hard, and it takes tremendous courage to look in the mirror and go, I need help because I can't do this on my own. So it can be a little bit intimidating for some people to maybe walk in or reach out and contact me. So on the website, you can actually purchase, there's four types of plans, and you can purchase a one-week plan and just, you know, start there. Outside of that, if you look under programs, there's different programs, so you don't have to like to commit all or nothing right off the bat. You have choices. You can start with nutrition, and I'll always maintain that nutrition is a massive part of it. You can work out 7 days a week, but if you're still eating garbage, you're going to feel like garbage and you're going to look like garbage, because it's all going to be reflected in your physicality. So you can purchase one-week meal plans. You can also get fitness programs. Or you can do the whole package, which is the Health for Life Wellness Plan, where you work with me one-on-one for a month, and that looks at the bigger picture of all of it, your fitness, your nutrition, and what are those thoughts and belief systems that are going on that are holding you back.
That's fantastic. You know, and the eating part of it is amazing, and I too had to change my diet around in the last few years. I was packing on, you know, an extra 10, 15 pounds and carrying it up front. I didn't like that, and I was always been an active guy and always was, you know, climbing up on roofs and construction or whatever previously, and it kept me in very, very good shape. And in my younger days, I used to work but extensively, and I kind of gave that up as life went on and years went by, and I've gotten back to it now, and it's been hard to get back into later in life. It's amazing, you know, because when you start to lose muscle mass, you lose it, and then it takes twice as much to get it back. When you have it in your youth and you maintain it, it stays with you because it's in the maintenance plan. The food is an amazing thing as well to me, in so much that everything I've read about nutrition and what we eat and what we don't eat, and the garbage in the soil and the GMOs and all this stuff, everything's all over the place now talking about that. And here's the thing, we have to eat healthy. And when we go to a grocery store and people see food, you buy five for a dollar, they go, oh, five things of macaroni and cheese for a dollar. Let's just take that, because that saves money. But in retrospect, what are you putting in your body and the chemicals and the cheese and the white pasta? It's not good, you know, and it's amazing people would realize that. And I got to be honest with you, folks, if you are ready to lose weight, get healthier, and live the quality of the life you deserve, you need to talk to Tanya. And there's some real powerful words there. If you are ready, that's the key. If you are ready.
Yeah, she is work.
Yeah.
It is work, and sadly, the food industry has become a business and less about feeding people and looking after people and healing people. I mean, it was one of my all-time favorite quotes is Hippocrates: "Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food." It's that it really is that simple, but we've gotten away from it, and in doing that, we've done a huge disservice to our bodies and our brains and actually our quality of life.
Exactly. And, you know, the nutritional aspect along with the working out and the staying in shape. And like you said, everybody's different. Everybody's going to have their thought about where they would like to be. What's my ideal weight? Well, where should I be at for my weight, my height, my body build? Where should I be at? What's my index, so to speak? And I know you go through that with people as well. So you just can't look at them and judge them and say, oh, you're going to do this or you're going to do that. That's fantastic, because a lot of the programs are more or less like that. They're not geared to the specifics. You're not breaking it down to the individual. It's just more or less like, okay, we're a group and we're going to get together and go to workout class. And you need to tailor something individually. You got to, you know, your metabolism is different, everything, and who we are. We're all totally unique individuals. And it's amazing. I'm really, really appreciative of what you offer. And folks, I hope you take advantage not only of what Tanya has to offer with her program and her website, as you'll see, but listening to the show, you are going to get some marvelous tips every week. She's going to have guests on. She's going to be talking about key points and all the aspects of what she's talked about and more and more. And I'm really excited. We're extremely happy to have you International Network at Authentic Your Media. We also, folks, are going to be coming up in the next few weeks. We're introducing and building a brand new webinar platform, which Tanya has the availability to be part of as well. We're actually going to be doing monthly one-hour webinars. Each host in our radio show platform, if they like, can offer a webinar which you can come to, and it'll be for a large group of people, and there will be an offer in that webinar where something that normally would cost a lot more money is going to be offered on a group basis for a lot less money. And then if you want to go further than what that offer is in the webinar, you can by contacting each host directly. So that's going to be fun. We're really excited about that. We've got potential of 6 different webinars coming up right now. That doesn't mean just one a month. That means we're actually physically going to be offering them. Every host can have one a month. So that's going to be quite a bit to offer in our program under our company Authentic You Presentations. And wow, I can't believe how fast 30 minutes goes by, Tanya. We're climbing down.
It does.
So we need contact information. Let's make sure they've got it, because this show will be archived immediately upon you and I closing. And then you will be back on yourself in a fortnight, if I believe, correct?
That's correct.
Yes. So 2 weeks from today, folks, you're not going to want to miss it.
Yes, I'll share a little bit more of my story, and you don't want to miss it because, like I said, happily flawed and came from a very, very flawed place. So you want to listen in on that.
Yeah, and if people are working, they'll get your archive afterwards. So we've got just barely a minute, and we got to close out. So go ahead and give contact information again.
Okay, the webpage is www.tanyafines.com, and my Facebook page is facebook.com/findshealth.
And there we go.
Either of those will get you to me right away.
Fantastic. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening in today to the debut interview show of Tanya Fines Inspired Living with Tanya. And in a fortnight, 2 weeks from today, same time, don't forget, check with postings, and she'll be putting up what's coming up next on her show and further information. So we'd like to thank you. Tanya, thank you again. Pleasure to be with you.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
You're entirely welcome. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Authentic You Media Network. I am Jeffrey Miller for the company, and here with Tanya Fines. I am in, again, Maine, and she is in New Zealand. So we've been having fun on a great day. Thank you, folks. And Tanya will be back with you in 2 weeks. Have a blessed day.
Cheers, all. Take care.
See you later, everybody. Thank you.